Blog Talk Radio.
Where did we go wrong?
Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love? And maybe we can fix it.
I wanted to start my show off with that this morning for some reason, as I tell you. But that's it. I mean, LTD, I mean, it just, didn't get any better than that. Good morning, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. or you guys can call in and voice your opinion on today's episode. Or you can just call in and say hello. I don't mind that at all. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, please call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Guys, I mean, and don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, guys, we're coming into, this year has just flown by. This is coming into the end of September. I mean, we have, not even the whole week this week. Think, what's the end of the month? Is what is it? Thursday or something? Thursday, I think, or Wednesday is the last day of the month. I don't know. It's 30 days in September, so whenever the 30th is, that's the end of the month. So, September's flown by. We were just looking at Labor Day, right? And now it's the end of September. We're getting ready to go into October. And then, and get this, I saw my first Christmas commercial the other day. And I'm serious. It was a Christmas commercial. I mean, we're not even in November. We're not even into October yet. And I saw my first Christmas commercial, and I think it was Target. Every year, okay, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but every year they want to push Christmas, up further and further, right? They want to start to advertise further and further out in the year for Christmas. And I know this is their biggest time of the year, when they make the most money, all this. So I understand that. But I mean, really, when we were kids, I mean, you didn't see Christmas commercials until around Thanksgiving. And then you were hard pressed for one. You would say, ha, they got their Christmas commercial up already. But now, I mean, wow, you're looking at 3 months out, and they're already pumping the Christmas commercials. It's amazing. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I hope you guys had a great weekend. On Friday, I had a lot of things going on. On Friday, I had some personal issues I had to deal with. I mean, I had to take an emergency day off work on Friday. I didn't do the show Friday morning, but I'm okay. Okay, I'm okay. And, I'm good to go. But for some people that work with me, I'm okay. Okay. I know you guys were calling me and asking me if I was okay, sending me messages anyway, but I'm okay. Okay. I just, when you have to deal with stuff, you have to deal with it. Right. So I dealt with it. I got everything clear, and I'm good to go. All right. But thanks for your concerns. And I am working this week. All right. Anyway, enough about me. Now, this weekend, I hope you guys again had a great weekend. I have to send my props out to the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I watched that game yesterday. I don't know if you guys did, but I watched that game yesterday, and it was, right, it was thrilling. It was a great game. The Falcons did something that I hadn't seen them do in such a long time. But it was really a great game. And I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did. And we're looking at 3-0 right now going into this coming weekend. So that's a good thing for the city, good thing for the team. And, you know, when they come home this weekend, I think the dome is going to be rocking. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is, the weather. And now we're looking at 70 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 77 today with rain. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of 80 with more rain, actually a thunderstorm on tomorrow. And then Wednesday we're looking at rain and 81 degrees. Thursday, rain, 75. I mean, you're looking at rain the rest of the week, okay? Just put it like that. Rain the rest of the week and about 80 degrees. And that's how things are going to shape up this week. Today's word of the day is vilipend. Vilipend. V-I-L-I-P-E-N-D. Vilipend is a verb, and it means, the first meaning is to hold or treat as of little worth or account. The second meaning is to express a low opinion of. Okay? Vilipend is to express a low opinion of. So if you have a bad opinion about someone, then you would have to say she really shows a vilipend for that person. That means a low opinion of that person. All right. So that's the word of the day is vilipend. Okay. Let's see. I have a goal for you guys today, and it says, create mental pictures of your goals, then work to make those pictures become realities. Okay? That's our goal for today, is to create mental pictures of your goals, then work to make those pictures become realities. And I tell my kids all the time, you know, you want to become something, you want to become some type of professional or whatever, create that mental picture of that. And continue to create it in your head and write down what you want to be. Look at it every day, and that gives you the energy and the strength to go after it, okay? So anybody, me, you, anybody, write your goals down. Put them on your mirror, your wall, whatever, and so you can see them every day. And then that way it'll keep them fresh and conscious in your mind, and you'll go after them, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, welcome, guys. Now, before I get into today's episode, I wanted to say something, and I don't know if you guys feel like this or not, but I went to a restaurant. I took my girls to a restaurant over the weekend, and we were there, and there was a couple with their kids. They had one kid rather at the restaurant. And while the waitress was trying to take their order, the mom or the girlfriend of this guy, whatever, they look like maybe husband and wife, and they had a 8-9-year-old with them. She was on her cell phone. And she was on her cell phone when they walked into the restaurant. She was on their cell phone, when they sat them at the table. She was on her cell phone when the waitress was trying to take her order. She was trying to place her order while she was holding the cell phone to her ear. Yeah, I like, and she talked to someone, and then she said, yeah, I like water and whatever she was ordering for her drink. And she's still on her cell phone. And the waitress comes back with their drinks to take their order for their food. And she's still on her cell phone trying to order her food. The food, and she's still on her cell phone talking to whomever she was talking to. And trying to eat with her other hand while she's holding the phone to her ear talking on the cell phone. Now, I mean, I don't care what people do. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you talk on your cell phone while you're riding on the back of a truck down the highway. I don't care. But I think it's tremendously rude. And my kids sometimes try to bring their cell phones to the dinner table, and I cut that off real quick. No cell phones, no calling, no trying to text while you're at the dinner table trying to eat dinner. That's a no-no, okay? And, you know, it was annoying me. It's so rude to me. That's rude. I mean, I think that's as rude as maybe shooting a fart in someone's face, okay? That is rude to me. When you're talking on the cell phone and someone's trying to do their job or trying to get your order at a restaurant, or you're standing in line at the grocery store in the checkout line and trying to get your stuff up on the belt so it can slide down through there so they can check you out, and you're steady talking on the cell phone. That's the rudest thing I ever seen, and it annoyed me so much. I kept telling my wife, hey, she's still on her cell phone. A couple of minutes later, I look over, she's still on her cell phone. I mean, it was driving me nuts. It had me to a point where, you know, I wanted to say something. Of course, I didn't say anything, but I wanted to. I wanted to say something, but I didn't, but I wanted to say something. And, you know, I mean, it's not my place to say anything to anyone like that, whatever. But it's so, so rude to be talking on your cell phone and trying to conduct business to someone else that's standing right there in your person at the same time. That just drove me up the wall. I had to tell you guys about it, but that's just... it's just crazy. Anyway, let's get on with that. I got that off my chest. Get on with the show. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is entitled, A Former or an Ex-NBA Player Arrested for 9 Counts of Shoplifting. Ex-NBA player arrested for 9 counts of shoplifting. Now, and we're going to discuss the reasons that, you know, why haven't we heard about these crimes by this NBA star? Because I think it's typical of the media, and it shows the media bias that runs viral. It runs viral when an African-American has the same problems. But this is a white American, okay? And the NBA player is Rex Chapman. I don't know if you guys remember Rex Chapman, but he played professional basketball for 13 years, and he came out of University of Kentucky, and he played for several different teams. He lives in Arizona, where I think his last team was the Phoenix Suns. Now this guy, he got arrested for 9 counts of shoplifting. And then he took the stuff that he stole to the pawn shop and sold it for not even half the money that it was worth. Okay? And I'm thinking, this guy strung out on dope. Well, he says that he's addicted to prescription pills. Okay, he's addicted to prescription pills. Well, I think he's addicted to more than prescription pills. I mean, you go through the NBA and you make millions of dollars, and then you come out, you retire from the NBA, and now you're stealing out of the Apple store. He was stealing out of the Apple store. And so, and he's telling the police that he doesn't even remember stealing. He's telling the police he doesn't even remember taking it to the pawn shop and pawning it for cash. What kind of cock and bull is that? I mean, when you think about it, all right? He's been in the Apple store, and he's taking things and putting them in his bag and briskly walking out of the store. That means he's walking fast trying to get out of the store before someone saw him. Now, this was on the surveillance tapes from the store. Now, the clerk, the person that works at the Apple store, says that this is about, they've seen him steal at least 9 times. But this last time, she called the police and reported him because she recognized who he was. Okay? Now, I mean, I have to say this because, you know, I keep my show 100%. So I have to say this, and I have white people, black people, all kind of people listening to my show, I'm sure. All right. And, but if he were black, and people always say, Frank, you have to throw that in there all the time. Yeah, right. I do. Because if he was black, he wouldn't have got away with it the first time. Right. Or he may have gotten away with it the first time. They may have gave him a pass the first time if he was an ex-NBA player, I'd say. But the second time, probably would have called the cops. I think they would have called the cops the first time if it was a black man. Okay? But now, because it was not a black man and it was a white man, he stole things 8 other times before they called the cops on the 9th time of him shoplifting. Now they got him on 9 counts of shoplifting because of course they had surveillance from 9 different times that he had been in the store stealing stuff. Okay, so they got 9 counts of him stealing stuff. Then they have another 9 counts of him pawning it. So that's trafficking, they say. And so all these are felonies. All these are felonies. And then, okay, he says that he's addicted to prescription pills. And he said he needs help. And he's going to check into a treatment facility to get help. Now, this is the kicker. Check this out now. Listen to me. Listen to me closely. They have not charged him yet. He hadn't spent a day. He got arrested But he hadn't spent time in jail. I mean, he got out on bail, whatever. I guess he maybe spent a night in jail or half a night or something in jail. He got arrested. But they hadn't brought charges against him yet. The Apple Store haven't prosecuted him yet. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for him to come in the store and steal again after he get out of rehab? What's going on, man? What is going on? And so why haven't we heard about this? Why haven't we heard about Rex Chapman getting arrested on 9 counts of shoplifting? I just came across it on a media outlet, and I want to let you guys know, because the media are not letting you know. It's not plastered all over SportsCenter. It's not plastered all over the news. But if it had been a black ex-NBA star, it would have been plastered on SportsCenter. It would have been all over the news. You would have saw it all over Facebook. And why is that? It's simple to me. It's only about the race and the color of his skin. That's all it is. It's nothing else. And, you know, people say, you're always throwing out the race card on this and on that. Well, the race card have to be thrown out because y'all continue, you know, the media and the America continue to put that out there. They continue to put that out there about black. So, yeah, it's going to always be said until the cows come home. If it's a white or black issue, it's a race issue. And it's going to continue to be that way until it stops, which is never. It's never going to stop. Or it's never going to stop in our lifetime. I guarantee you that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, the show is just about over now, but I just wanted to say that. I wanted to put that out there because I can. And it burns me up sometimes to hear how the media pits white against black, because they treat black people so much differently than whites. And it shows all the time, especially when someone like myself brings it up and talks about it. Hey guys, that's all I have for you today. Take care of yourselves. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves. See you tomorrow. Be safe in that rain.
What? You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down. Song, come on, it's a rap. Yeah. And she-
taking me home. Yep. Said I know she loves the attention as she gets when she moves. Showing out with her homegirls and she got me watching too. Yeah. And she knows.
Attention, baby, go do what you do. Official notice, now you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch